It's been a hot, dry summer, and around southern Maine, conditions have been just right for something unpleasant and unhealthy, bacterial contamination. About half a dozen freshwater beaches in Maine have been forced to close as a result. And while the number of beach closures isn't large, some experts say the problem is likely to get worse in the future as climate change and warmer temperatures make lakes and ponds increasingly enticing to both bacteria and people. Patty White has more.
Maine has had its fair share of steamy hot days this summer. It's the kind of weather that drives people of all ages into local lakes and ponds for relief. Kids at the town of Bridgeton's rec camp rush into Highland Lake Beach on a recent August morning. Just around the corner from Main Street, this small beach with mountain views is a popular spot. Its popularity may explain, in part, why it's had to close twice this summer for high levels of E. coli, a bacteria that's found in the feces of animals and humans. Scott Williams, the executive director of Lake Stewards of Maine, explains.
When you put a lot of people in the water in close proximity during very warm conditions, in an area which perhaps doesn't get the best circulation, it's somewhat inevitable that a concentration of bacteria in the water will increase.
In other words, when a bunch of swimmers hit calm freshwater coves, bacteria will likely blossom. Whether it's the result of toddlers with dirty diapers or some other dirty habits or duck droppings, they've all been identified as sources of E. coli that have caused beach closures in Bridgeton, Otisfield, Oakland, and Gray this summer. But Williams says waterfowl typically aren't the culprits.
Because generally, there are not a lot of waterfowl swimming around in public swimming areas. They're going to avoid people.
So what to make of the E. coli contamination at beaches this summer? Is it an increasing trend? Don Witherill of the Maine Department of Environmental Protection says, anecdotally, he doesn't think so. But the DEP and other water quality organizations monitor the physical and chemical water quality of lakes, not bacteria levels. So there's no data to know for sure.
That's really something that there is no organized approach in the state of Maine. It's really more at a local level.
It's up to municipalities to test for E. coli, and not all do.
I'm going to admit that we're one of the towns that didn't test on a regular basis. We haven't had any issues.
That is, no issues until recently. Bridgeton Town Manager Robert Peabody Jr. says dozens of people got sick after swimming at Woods Pond Beach in early July. That turned out to be a different issue, the highly contagious norovirus. But the incident prompted Bridgeton to do weekly testing for bacteria. And twice now, levels have been high enough to close Highland Lake Beach.
It's a fact of life when you have public beaches.
A fact of life that people will experience more frequently, suspects Colin Holm. He's the executive director of the Lakes Environmental Association, which monitors lakes in western Maine. The reason Holm thinks incidences of E. coli contamination will increase? Climate change.
We know from studies, global studies around the world, is that average water temperature, surface water temperature, is rising faster than air temperature.
In western Maine, Holm says, the surface temperature of lakes increased between 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the past decade. Now, he says, readings regularly hit above the 80-degree mark.
People are going to be drawn to the lakes to get away from the heat, to cool down. And at the same time, the lakes are going to become a more palatable medium for bacteria because the bacteria are going to be able to grow better in warmer water. So you've got kind of a double whammy for problems like E. coli.
So what's a swimmer to do? Holm, who's based in Bridgeton, says he couldn't resist taking a dip on a recent day after work.
It was hot and I was like, ooh, Highland's got all that E. coli, but I know that the E. coli's gone.
High levels of E. coli do tend to drop quickly, which provides comfort for other swimmers, too.
My kids do the summer rec program, so they're here most of the week. And I have no problems with them coming here and swimming.
Bridgeton resident Kat Haryu has been swimming in Bridgeton's lakes and ponds all her life. She says she appreciates the town's proactive approach.
The fact that we tested it and closed it and notified everyone, I think, is a lot better than a lot of places do.
Experts say beachgoers can also take steps to lower everyone's risk for E. coli. First, skip the beach if you're sick. When you do go, use public bathrooms. And if you take the plunge in a crowded swimming area, try to keep the water out of your mouth. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.